Okay, we are back. Today we're going to be doing chapters 31, 32, and 33 of Genesis. Again, there are stories that you are familiar with. Chapter 31 is all about Jacob and Laban. They are now having a falling out. They've been doing okay up until this point. Jacob has been taking care of his flocks, and Laban's making pretty good money, and Jacob's starting to grow his wealth. But there begins to be a little separation. And the separation is because Jacob is being blessed greater than Laban. And Laban and his family begin to think that Jacob is doing it on purpose. And Jacob realizes that, so he calls his wives together and says, "We're getting ready to leave." And so they kind of leave under the cover of darkness. They just get out of town and don't tell Laban. And that hacks Laban off, so Laban follows them. And at the same time, Rachel has taken his family idols. He is not a follower of Yahweh. And so obviously Rachel isn't either at this point in time. And so she takes the family idols and she hides them. And so Laban comes, finds Jacob and says, "Why have you left? You've deceived me. You've stolen all my property. All of these are mine. It's my wife. Your wives are my daughters. Your children are my grandchildren. Your flocks are my flocks." And they have this big battle. And he says, "And by the way, you took my idols." And so he goes around and finds them. Goes around looking for them. He gets into Rachel's tent, and she's sitting on her saddle where she has them hidden, and she explains to Laban that she can't get up, and he's okay with that. The searchers can't find anything. Jacob now is indignant and asks him what's the big deal, and they basically make a covenant between each other, and they separate. Jacob goes on heading back towards his homeland, and Laban goes back to his house. That's chapter 31. Chapter 32 now. Now that Jacob is past dealing with Laban, now he's worried about what is he going to do with Esau. Because, you know, when he left Esau 20 years ago, it was a big deal. And Esau was going to kill him. And he is afraid Esau is going to be holding a grudge for 20 years. And he's going to kill him. So he's starting to figure out how he's going to appease Esau and what he's going to do about it. This is also the great chapter where Jacob wrestles with God. And this man wrestled with him all night long, and they couldn't beat each other. And so in the end, God touches his hip and hurts him. And Jacob says, "You've got to give me something." And God says, "Your name will be Israel." So he's taken away the old name, Deceiver, and he gives him the name Israel. And that's really really a great, great passage. Anyway, you get to then chapter 33, and chapter 33, where he actually meets Esau, finds out that Esau really isn't mad at him. He loves him. Esau has been blessed plenty by God. He has plenty of wealth of his own. He doesn't really want anything. Jacob makes an interesting comment there. He says to him that just seeing Esau's face is like seeing the face of God, meaning that this reconciliation, when you see reconciliation, it's always something that happens because of God's intervention, and he's grateful for that. The very end of the chapter, he says, it describes a name for God there, and that is a name that says that it is the mighty God of Israel. And that is really getting ready to start now into the true story of Israel and the beginning of the birth of that nation. Hope you enjoy, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.